Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's going on? I am my SD mom, Amber.
I'm my SD mom, Sarah. Hi.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Do you say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays?
Yeah. Sure.
So do I. I don't care.
Unless I know for sure that the person celebrates something in particular.
Yeah, and I just never know.
Never know. There's a lot to think about this time of year.
I did see today that the average kid will wake their parents up at 6:44 a.m. on Christmas. Does that sound right to you?
That seems awfully late. I feel like those parents are pretty lucky.
What time do your kids usually wake you up?
5:30?
Right?
I mean, soon as, not even at the crack of dawn. I was going to say when the sun comes up, but nope, earlier.
Yeah, because it's dark out at that point.
Yes, earlier.
Do you have rules? If they're up at a certain time, are they allowed to wake you up? Are they allowed to go out and see the presents? What are your rules on Christmas morning?
You know, we just let them come wake us up. Mm-hmm. I guess I figure they're only going to be this little and this excited about Christmas for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as everybody can get up and maybe hopefully let mom and dad grab a cup of coffee, and then we can start opening up the presents.
Yeah, that sounds good.
The coffee's key. How about you?
If they wake up early, that's fine. They're just not allowed to wake me up till 8. But they are allowed to go get their stockings and get whatever it's in their stockings out.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. So that keeps them busy for a little while.
Yes, and lets me sleep for a little while.
And you've got 4 kids, right?
I do.
4 stockings.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, my parents made us stockings like up until I was an adult. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want a stocking.
I'll make you a stocking.
Oh, you're so sweet. What do the kids usually get in their stockings?
The stockings in our house are for mom and dad. Really, mom. Santa brings the gifts, and the stockings are made full by me, and I love shopping for stocking stuffers. That is like my thing.
Is there like candy and all that stuff, or is it like little gifts?
It's little gifts, because we do, Santa brings like a couple of big gifts, and then the stockings are where all the little stuff is.
And do you wrap the gifts?
The tree. No, not
in the
for
stockings?
The stocking.
Oh, do you? Okay. Well, Santa brings the stockings for my kids.
Okay.
And there's a lot of candy in there, and there are some little wrapped things.
Wow, well, that's next level stockings right there.
Yeah, and that definitely eats some time in the morning because they're unwrapping things while I'm sleeping.
It's all part of your plan to sleep longer. I love it. Now I get it. Now I'm seeing clearly what's going on here. Yeah, stockings are my favorite part, and thank goodness for the Target dollar bins.
Oh,
that's
no.
Where it's at. Okay, what is the best adult stocking stuffer?
I think like scratch off tickets
yes!
and some booze.
Yes. Little airplane. Save all the little bottles from the airplane. I love it. You're going to be rich and boozed up.
Okay. If not, I'll be drunk, so I'm not too sad. What about you?
Wah, wah. Where did this just go? I was going to say scratchers. You totally lottery tickets.
Yeah.
I love that. That's all I can think of because nothing else is exciting as
an adult. Do you drink on Christmas? Alcohol?
Once the family arrives, yeah. Glass of wine. A red wine girl.
When does the family arrive? Like, is it like afternoon drinking or?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It will be early afternoon Christmas Day drinking.
Because I'm thinking like, you know, 10, 11 in the morning might be where I start.
Start off with a hot toddy. Oh, that's the Christmas spirit right there.
Christmas mimosa.
I love it. Well, happy holidays, whatever it is that you celebrate.
Yes, absolutely. And have a wonderful new year.
Yep.
Please don't drink and drive.
Yep, all that good stuff. We still got to keep it mom.
Yes,
so we got
we
to remind
have to be responsible.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you next year.
See you next year.
I'm Amber. Have a good one.
I'm Sarah. Take care.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.